How gadani me kone ne me nishna be duk misani na be kwa mi go we the shindaman gidin way we nan minwa ji we do kone gog nande ge kain to meg gidin way we nan. Greetings, this is Nabek, and I'm here to talk about the language and to hopefully help you in your seeking of our language gidin way we nan. So let's just jump right into what we're going to talk about today. Today we're going to talk about the much controversial greetings. And everywhere you go and everywhere that I've taught, I get asked this question every time. What I'll do is I will share the things that I've been told and some thoughts of my own. And the big controversy is, everybody drum roll please. Anin and Buju. Yeah, everybody cringes. I can hear you all cringing out there. There are so many different versions of what these words are talking about. It's not even funny. Those of us that are learning, this is the kind of stuff that drives us cuckoo. Because you hear so many different versions, and it's hard to know what the heck to do. So, in my learning, I will share with you what I've done, and it's worked pretty well for me so far. But first, let's talk about them. First one, Anin. In most opinions in this area, I'm speaking at in Leech Lake here, many of our first speakers are going to contend this. Anin is the way we greet each other here in Gazagasquajamekak. However, Anin also means what, and it also means how. And in other communities, when you say Anin, like for instance, north of here, in Leech Lake here, we're right on the border of a lot of linguistic changes. And you'll see a mix of things that are prevalent northward and not southward, and you'll hear a mix of things that are prevalent southward and not northward. We're right on the border, so there's a mix here, and sometimes there's some confusion. So many times people will say, well, we use Anin here. We don't use Buju. Buju is French. And I don't know how many times I've heard this. I know that, there's many different schools of thought regarding Buju and regarding Anin. But I know that when you go up to Jaganashiwaking, when you go up to Canada and you go around saying Anin, you're going around saying what or how to people. So up there, when I go up there, I know that they are Buju people. And even up in Red Lake, you'll commonly hear Buju. And Buju for them is their greeting. So when I'm up there, I'm a Buju guy. What we run into as learners is we run into the mix. What do I say? And I kind of go like this. There are some folks that I work with, that I've worked with around here, they're very adamant about Buju is French. Let's not use that. Let's use Anin. So when I'm talking with them and I greet them, it's Anin. However, when I know there's a person that feels like Buju is the way to go, I Buju them. So in it's trial and error, but both things have come to be accepted as Anishinaabe Mu'in. Whether Buju is French or not, I don't know. I wasn't there. I don't know anybody that's alive today that was there. There are many opinions about this. Not so sure what the actual truth is. But I do know in many languages, they borrow words from other languages and they come to be understood as that first language. I don't know what the truth is. But what I do know is that if there's someone that wants to hear Buju, that's what I use. I've also heard other speakers that use them interchangeably. I've heard people say, well, Buju is more formal and Anin is just hi. I've also heard people use Buju when they're greeting people they haven't seen for a long time. And then in other circumstances, they'll use Anin when they see somebody on a daily basis and they want to greet them. Either way, if you use either phrase, We're using our language, and that's the most important part. This is one of the things that we like to bicker about. That's, you know, honestly, is it really necessary? Use Buju if you're comfortable with that. Use Anin if you're comfortable with that. and let's get on with it. So, we got the greeting part done. And what do we say now when we part company? There are many different ways that things can be said. Here's an idea of one. Gigawabamin. Gigawabamin. I will see you. Now, this phrase here is a lot of times you'll hear it accompanied by other words like minawa, nagaj, wabang, those kind of things. So let's talk about those three. Gigawabamin, minawa. So when you're saying minawa, minawa means again. Minawa. You can also use this to have somebody repeat something that they're saying or doing. Minawa. Minawa. So, gigawabamin minawa, I will see you again. And there's a cultural teaching that goes with this this phrase. Gigawabamin by itself, in the estimation of the people that have taught me over the years, they talk about the fact that our understanding of life is when it ends here on Earth that we change worlds, and that no matter what, we're going to see each other again, whether it's in this plane of existence, maybe in 10 years, maybe 20 years, we'll run into each other again. But not only that, but when we change worlds, we'll probably see each other in the next world. So Gigawabamin is a cultural understanding. Those are the kind of things that you can pick up as you get deeper into the language and you ask the questions, that there's a lot of deep meaning to the phrases and words that that we've been given to sound like. So, minawa, again. Gigawabamin minawa. Gigawabamin minawa. So sometimes you'll hear gigawabamin nagach. Nagach means later. Gigawabamin nagach. Nagach, later on. Okay? Sometimes you'll hear gigawabamin wabang. I will see you tomorrow. For those of you that work together and you see each other on a daily basis, gigawabamin wabang. So that's one way, a phrase you can use as you're parting company with someone. Another thing that you'll kind of hear from time to time, you'll hear someone say, we we ni sana. We we ni sana. We we ni. Anything that's we we ni is proper, carefully, slowly, all of those kind of ideas wrapped into one word. And in context, it changes meaning. We we ni gita ikit can be, you know, say it, can you, you know, say it slower. We we ni gita ikit, or say it properly, depending on the context of that word that phrase is saying. In this case, when someone, when you're leaving someone's company, they may say to you, we we ni sana, and what they're saying to you is go carefully. And it can be understood as take care. That kind of idea. Take care of yourself. That's kind of the inferred meaning there. Wei wei ni sana. So that's our phrases for today. We have in greeting, anin, or buju, however you're comfortable. And we have gigawabamin, I will see you. Gigawabamin nagaj, I will see you later. Gigawabamin minawa, I will see you again. And gigawabamin wabang, I will see you tomorrow. Be brave. Use these phrases. And before you know it, we're all going to be speaking our language. Miigwech bizindawiyek. Miigwech.